Okay. What would you call a field that might be good for nothing other than just raising grass or hay?
Wasteland.
Okay. What would you call some land that had water standing in it most of the time?
I know what I can't say.
Okay. You might say, we expect a big yield from that field because the soil is very rich or very...
Fertile.
Okay. Let's see. What would you call a place that had, that had water standing in it, but it would be kind of along the sea? You know, name for a place like that?
Inlet.
Okay. Can you describe an inlet better for me?
Oh, it's a little part of water that's, I think. That's, sorry, I get it.
What's that again?
It's a little part of water, I think, that just kind of jettisons out, you know, from the main part of the water. It kind of stands out alone.
Okay. Would the water go in and out with the tide?
Now that I don't know.
Okay. Let's see. What different kinds of soil is that you might have?
Is that soil?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, we have the black land, sandy soil.
Yeah. Is the black land sandy or is it?
No, it's just a plain old black.
Yeah.
And then they have the sandy and we have clay.
Okay. What do you call soil that might be part clay and part sand?
Is that sandy loam, I believe?
Okay. I've got that old black stuff in my backyard.
I got some sandy loam. I got some good soil out there in the backyard.
That's good. I hadn't had some hauled in for my garden. Mm-hmm. This wasn't good. It wasn't growing. Yeah. Just barely grew grass. If you were going
to... Hold on just a second.
Okay, let's see. Suppose you had some water standing on some land, you know, and you wanted to get that water off, you'd have to what the water off?
I don't know much about it.
Okay, if you had to dig something off so this water...
A trench.
A what?
A trench.
Okay. Anything else you might call?
Drainage.
Okay. Let's see. What would you call a deep, narrow valley that's cut by erosion, you know, water going through it real fast, and it might be pretty good size, like maybe 10 feet deep, 10 feet across, be out in the field somewhere, out in the woods?
Oh,
would you recall
a canyon or something? I don't guess you'd call it a canyon.
Why would a canyon be bigger or smaller?
I think it would probably be bigger, I guess, but I don't even know how big that would be.
Okay, what would you call something smaller than a canyon?
I mean, is it a continuous running body of water?
No.
No. But it couldn't be a lake, because a lake is a big body of water.
Yeah. Usually this would be dry.
A dry bed, you're talking
about. Yeah.
No, I wouldn't know.
Okay. What if it was continuously running? You had a little about this wide or something?
Would be kind of an outlet from a river or something. It'd be called a creek or something.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. You have another word for it besides a creek?
Brook.
Okay. What are some creeks around this area?
Well, there's a lot of creeks. And that's about the only one I know around here.
Uh-huh. Okay. I don't, you know, since I'm not from here, I don't know much about